Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The world looks far from perfect, and we probably feel far from perfect ourselves. Yet the Bible says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." How can we do that? Is it possible? That's what we're investigating on Morning Prayer this week. There's a passage in the Bible's book of Isaiah that throws some light on this. Here's how it reads in the King James Version. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims," those are angels, "and one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." What does this tell us about perfection? Well, the king has died, so it sure looks as if the world is still imperfect. But the passage immediately makes the point that we can look up and see something perfect, God. The result is that our thought is elevated. It's easy to see angels in the Bible as symbolic of elevated spiritual thoughts coming to our consciousness. And that's what's going on here. The result is that we start to see the world in a more perfect way, a way that better represents God, a way that at least starts to approach perfection. We'll look at more of this passage tomorrow, but until then, may we all look up to God and see more of his perfect work. Amen.